Robert, I apologize.
Okay.
Well, you know, we were supposed to do this on Friday, and today's not Friday, it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry if I screwed up your whole week.
It's all about your convenience.
By demanding that we do this on a different day. But, you know, it does work better for me, so.
That's what I said.
Yeah. It's really what matters. Mm-hmm. I probably would have heard you say that if I'd been paying any attention to you at all.
I know. That's why you have CPT in front of your name.
I never really do. So,
it's all about you.
All about me. That's right. Welcome to the Place-by-Place Fishing Report. Today is October the 2nd. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon. We're sitting down here and recording because we both happen to have time at this particular moment to do that. So, let's make this thing happen. It begins, as usual, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along Shoal Creek, and I'm guessing it hadn't been real busy up there this week. Robert?
Not at all.
Do we have any reports?
No.
Okay, then we'll just move on. I-75 bridges, any reports there?
Not at all.
Okay, the US 41 bridges, somebody has to have fished there.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. But it was stacked up last night from what a customer said because snook season finally opened.
Ah, yeah.
So the guy said he was driving by and saw probably about 10 people up there fishing on the one side and could see at least two on the other side as he was driving over.
But he didn't happen to see anybody pull one up.
Mm-mm.
And pop it in the cooler.
A couple people that have gone there, I have not had anyone come back to say they caught fish. Because people have been going there fishing, but no one has come back to give me a report.
Okay. Neither good nor bad.
Correct.
Well, what do we do? We ask for reports.
Yep.
How do they give you reports?
Call the shop, 941-625-3888. And ask for me, because the other guys will not feed the message to me usually.
Ask for Robert. And if you forgot the number, that's okay. Just Google up Fish and Frank's World Headquarters and it pops right up. Okay, the Lashley Seawall. Anybody been over there?
Nothing.
The Bayshore Pier and the Port Charlotte Pier doesn't exist.
Thanks, Charlotte County.
Spring Lake Park. Anybody been in there?
A guy went fishing there the other day. He caught a black drum, a couple of little teeny tiny mangrove snapper, one little baby snook. And what the heck else did he catch? Oh, he had a ladyfish on, which he was disappointed because he wanted to put it back out there to see if he could catch a bull shark or a big snook or something.
Right. But it jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it do that? Because that's what they do.
That's exactly what ladyfish do.
They're good at it, too. All right. The Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Pretty quiet overall. Lots of sand bream. Some small mangrove snapper. A couple of big Mayan cichlids. There has been a few small snook around the bridges, and a couple guys catching them while trolling on their way out of the canals, but I have not heard of a big or legal-sized snook for that matter.
Okay.
And for Christina fishing back there, she has not been catching much.
Okay. So tell me about the sand bream. Lots?
Quite a few. Little pieces of shrimp, fish them under your dock. If you got mangroves close to you, fish them around those mangroves. But they're like a semi-schooling to schooling fish, so usually when you catch one, you'll usually catch several.
Okay. Little hook?
Little teeny tiny hook, like your crappie fishing.
Like your crappie fishing. Only don't put minnows on there.
No.
They don't like minnows.
No. Pieces of shrimp.
Okay. Do you have any in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see them underneath the dock. Cool part is I think they were feeding on the neighbor's piling the other day, a little school of them, because she could see them all rippling along his dock pilings. And we've had them do that before where they're just like a little swarm of them show up like piranhas and they start just... Mm-hmm. You can actually hear them chewing on the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool little fish.
Mm-hmm.
And delicious on the table. If you're having trouble catching a keeper snook, then the closest thing you can get is sand bream.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't get great big boneless fillets off of them. So,
no.
A lot of people get all fussy about that. I don't want to eat panfish. Okay. then don't. It's fine with me. Anybody been up to the Elder Bean Bridge area?
Nope.
Okie dokie. How about the river from the bridge down to Marker 8 along the Myakka?
They've been there, but no, they're not catching anything. Even the guys that are going in the cutoff have not caught much that they've come back to feed me on.
But they're not doing so good, huh?
Nope. No, we're starting to get to that point. Plus, the weather's been really wonky the last few days.
What, Florida weather weird? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
South Gulf Cove canals?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Guy bought some worms to go back there to fish for the cichlids, but never heard back from him.
Okay.
But he's usually like a once or twice a month kind of guy that comes in here and picks them up and then gives me feedback.
And from this point, the report should start to get better because we're moving a little bit farther down harbor.
Mm.
So, the most depressing part of this report should be behind us.
Mostly.
Should be. The West Wall.
Pretty slow, but they are getting a few redfish and some small snook under the bushes. And there has been some pompano being skipped on top of the bar. And people are seeing a few sharks over there. The water's starting to clear up just a little bit over there. Not much, but a little bit.
Okay. Big sharks, little sharks?
Yes. Like 3 to 6 feet.
Okay.
Did you see that guy that videotaped the orcas down there in Key Largo?
No.
There's two of them.
How far out?
I don't remember. Wasn't very far.
That's some crazy times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize we have orcas in the Gulf. We do. We have a resident population. But
I hear them probably about every other year. I'll hear a story about them down there.
Yeah, but seeing them that close to shore is pretty uncommon. Pretty rare. But I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
There's nothing happening over there.
No reports at the bar. How about turtle and bull bays?
Lots of redfish. That's where we caught most of our redfish the other day with Carl when we went out.
Okay. Were those schooled up? Or?
Nah, well, there was one that was a loose school. We caught like 4 or 5 fish off of them. But they weren't the giants. They're just, every fish we caught was in slot. There might have been one that was maybe borderline too big. But everything else was 24 to 27 inches.
Under the trees, on the oyster bars?
All the above. We caught them under the bushes. We caught them out in the wide open. I thought we were fishing for trout at a certain point because we were casting literally 50 yards away from the mangroves.
Okay. That makes it easier.
Does.
You're a lot less likely to hang in the trees.
The one school, Carl said that this is a school, they've all been slot fish, and we caught those several fish, and then Flipper showed up, and that was the end of them.
Mm.
So then after that, it was just one here, one there under these bushes.
Snook in there, too?
Couple of snook mixed in with them. We saw, as we were trolling motoring along, hey, love, how many sand bream did we see? A couple thousand? Lots of sand bream in there.
Okay.
Easily. And they were all big sand bream.
Gotcha.
But it was funny. It was hardcore this stretch of the shoreline. Mm-hmm. Sand bream. Then 100 yards of nothing. And then another patch of sand bream.
Okay.
And the mullet that are in there, they're all pre-schooling. Holy crap, it's pretty impressive.
Well,
for what I'm used to seeing the last couple of years.
I gotcha. Okay. If we can just keep the commercial boys out of there.
Yeah. Well, and that area shuts down for commercial fishermen.
It does?
Uh-huh. Just like our canal shut down for a couple months on above marker 1. It shuts down for short periods of time up here for the commercial guys.
It does?
Uh-huh. That's what I was told by one of the commercial guys. I'm like, how come I don't see you any other time? He's like, it's been closed up here. Not allowed to. I'm like, really?
Huh. Not aware of that.
You'll have to look it up. I don't know how it works, but he fully... It's the one black guy that's really nice.
He's like, there are other black guys that are really nice.
No. Commercial fishermen, because most commercial fishermen are not nice.
But I know. I'm just making sure that...
He is
nobody mistakes Robert for a racist because he's absolutely not.
So no,
that's not what he meant.
But he's one of the few commercial guys that'll actually talk to you.
Yeah,
you know, the other ones are, be quite frank, honest, they're asses.
Yes, most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Whether you're standing in your backyard just trying to have a conversation with them, or you're out in a boat, they're jerks. But yeah. This guy, he's always nice.
So, well, they don't become commercial fishermen for the socialization.
No, that's true.
It's the kind of a thing that you can just basically do on your own because you hate the world.
Yeah.
So
it's because you can't work well with others.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, he's...
You pick him out in kindergarten.
He was explaining it to me that there's certain months above... It's either marker one or marker two. It shuts down, including the canal systems. Legal or illegal, because PGI still falls under that category.
Right.
And then there's certain areas down south where they are not allowed to access at certain times of the year.
Hmm. All right. Something new to research.
Interesting.
Fantastic. All right. So we got redfish, we got snook, we got sandbrim mullet. Anything else in turtle and bull bays you
mentioned?
Lots of
customers catching trout throughout there, but most of them are small, with the occasional really big one. In the very shallow waters, like they're catching a couple big fish, like in 2 to 3 feet of water.
Okay.
The guys that are staying out there in that 4 to 6 feet of water, catching a lot more, but they're all undersized or maybe just barely legal.
Gotcha. I can dig that. Mm-hmm. That's good actionable intel right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, KPs and danger reefs.
Nothing.
I'm not really even sure these spots exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
So,
well,
I'm not sure.
A customer went there the other day because he actually got Spanish mackerel and 2 little tiny mangrove snapper, but that was like 3 weeks ago, but he just told me about it the other day when he was out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much bottom structure did he find?
He had a real hard time finding most of it.
Yeah.
The danger reef, he didn't find anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
The Cape Hayes reef, he found pieces.
There are some chunks of stuff down there mm-hmm. around the Cape Hayes reef area. Not all of them are where the reef stuff was pre-hurricanes.
Most of it got buried up. That's what I think.
I'm just wondering if it's even worth, you know, mentioning danger reef anymore. There's not even a sign. There's
not even any cans for...
There's nothing there.
For Cape Hayes reef either, though.
I know. But there's nothing on the bottom at Danger Reef.
Now, did those cans leave during the storm, or did they remove them after the storm?
I am not sure. I was trying to figure that out.
Because a customer after the last time we talked about this, dead set telling me the other day.
I'm pretty sure they were there after the storms.
I don't remember seeing them in tarpon season back in May.
I'm just not sure.
Maybe
somebody knows better.
Yeah. No. Not relevant anyway.
I'll ask smarter people.
Either way, they're not there now, so it doesn't matter.
They definitely aren't.
So I have a goldfish. We're talking about crap that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Fine then. Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound, same thing going on throughout there. There's a lot of redfish up under the bushes with some snook staging up, moving in. People are seeing some good-sized snook there, but not catching them. The trout are scattered all over on the flats from sand flying around the clam lease. Spanish and ladyfish.
Okay. Any sharks through there?
Yeah, there's been some sharks. We were parked on a flat over by Sandfly and saw one fish. They could see it, I couldn't, but this one was about 6 foot, and the other three were in that 4 to 5 foot range. And we finished off the day with me catching a hardhead catfish. And I said, okay, we're done. Let's go home now.
That is the way that you finish, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know that it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. I got poked by a snook. He got poked by one of the redfish. Bit him, open him up.
Well, that's cool.
And then I got poked by a snook, and then I landed the catfish, said, okay, we're done.
Because you get so used to lipping those fish, and then every now and then a redfish will just chomp the snot out of you.
Yeah, well, and that's what he was trying to do. He's trying to put the lipper in it, but he had to like pop his mouth open a little bit to try to get it in there. And uh-huh. Nope, it opened him up good.
Yep. Good times. All right, let's talk about the Placida area, the pier, which, of course, you can't fish from land, but you could fish it from the water if you wanted to, the Trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, which you can fish from land, and Gasparilla Pass.
Okay, that whole area's got some small snapper with some bigger ones moving in. A few guys catching some pompano, especially over by the little pass. There's been a lot of little snook there at night. And some assorted tarpon coming through from juveniles to full-blown adults.
Okay. I don't know if Mike ended up getting his opening day fish. He was supposed to call me and let me know. Means he probably didn't. But okay, moving on to Lemon Bay.
There's a couple schools of redfish throughout the Miserable Mile. Getting to chew is a different ball game, but people are seeing them. One school is probably at least 100 fish.
Okay.
And then they're catching a lot of little snook and redfish underneath the docks. And around some of the islands.
Pinfish, cut pinfish?
Both. Pinfish is definitely by far the number one choice. Live, cut up, pinfish is definitely out fishing. Shrimp and cut ladyfish, probably 5-1. Everything we caught day before yesterday was on pinfish.
Gotcha.
He's hooked a couple on ladyfish. He's hooked a couple on sardines, but he said the pinfish are just the answer, so. And people keep stealing him out of his pinfish trap. Like getting out there in the morning at dark, and his trap is emptied.
Imagine that.
Sorry, I've had 3 different customers come in to buy new pinfish traps because they're stealing the whole trap.
Yeah. Well, they had to steal a trap because somebody stole their trap.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt bags.
Yep.
Let's talk about how it is out there in the Gulf, bottom fishing, trolling, anything of that type of nature in the Big Blue.
One person went out. One. And that was Tuesday that he was out there. He caught red grouper up to 15 pounds. So they caught their limit. There was 3 of them on the boat. That was in 150 feet of water. They also caught some vermilion snapper up to 2.5 pounds. I want to say he had a dolphin on there too. Let's look at that one. He also had some mangrove snapper.
Mangrove snapper.
Yeah, you got one dolphin.
And
a good size one too.
Yeah, a good size one. Okay. And you say 150?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did see a couple kingfish on their way out. Did not fish for them.
Did he say how far out the kings were?
He saw a couple at 15 miles and then a couple more at about 20, 25.
Okay. All right. The Venice jetty is in the Venice pier. The north jetty is open. The south jetty is still closed, and the pier is partially open.
No, it's officially open.
It's all the way open?
That's what I read on the Fish and Frank's page this morning.
Okay.
And then the Sarasota something news or whatever on Fakebook said it is open.
All right. So
I can't confirm it 1,000% because we know how reliable the internet is.
Yes.
But...
sounds good. Next spot, the Venice jetties and Venice Pier. The north jetty is open, the south jetty is closed, and the pier is now fully open.
Theoretically.
In theory. Robert?
Spanish mackerel. One guy hooked a king mackerel off the jetty the other day. A little guy, he said it was like about 24, 26 inches long. He was all excited thinking it was his biggest Spanish of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, a couple snook. Some whiting. There were some pompano that came through also. Oh, and he caught his first little bluefish.
Oh, okay.
And I have not heard anything off of Sharkies yet. I'm sure the same similar stuff is going on, but cannot confirm or deny.
So go fishing there, and then call us. And how are they going to call you?
941-625-3888. Ask for Robert.
Ain't that hard.
Oh, it's on the front page of your old newspaper.
Even I can do it.
It's out there on that.
Even I can do it.
Is that appropriate to say?
You can talk about Waterland if you want to.
Okay. It's on the front page of that out there.
All right. Brings us to the passes. Punta Rasa.
Nada.
Redfish Pass.
Redfish, snook, and some trout.
That sounds a whole lot like last week's report.
Pretty much cut and paste.
I'm going to do that. Actually, I'm going to copy and paste. So last week's report is still there for last week, in case anybody gets confused. Captiva Pass.
Same thing.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple more Spanish down there, too. Guy did get into a messload of Spanish right there.
Inside or outside?
Both. He said throughout the whole pass, he was getting them inside, outside.
I like it. Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande Pass, I have no report for there, actually.
No reports.
Mm-mm.
It is highly likely that there are some Spanish mackerel in there.
Oh, yeah. They should definitely be in there, but I just did not have anyone that gave me a single report for there this week.
Now, last week we talked about the likelihood of there being the mangrove snapper. Do you think they're still in there?
They should be. They should be coming in there now from coming offshore from spawning. Just like some of these tarpon that are here right now that are getting ready to leave with this little chill down. "Quote unquote," some of those tarpon should be starting to stack up in the pass. So you should have some moments of days where there's going to be a lot of tarpon in that pass, off and on. They just won't be rolling heavy. You'll just have to look at your bottom machine and you'll see them.
Okay, we'll just have to see. Not favorite thing when we have to crystal ball it, but...
no, but...
all right.
I don't like to crystal ball the stuff, but that's one of those ones where it's usually pretty obvious with that one.
Walking the Gulf beaches, Sanibel to Venice, surf fishing, anywhere along that shoreline, what do we got?
Blind Pass is the only place I got a report from. And whiting. Couple of snook. Couple of small jacks. Two flounder. What else did she catch? Her husband caught a couple snook. He caught a big ladyfish. He caught a Spanish mackerel. And several very, very small bonnet heads.
Okay.
Brings us to Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, and any nearby areas.
Redfish down there.
Schooling?
No schools, just lots of fish under the bushes.
Okay.
Some bigger trout. Lots and lots and lots
now,
of puffer fish.
Is that holding true here, that we're seeing them in that shallow water, mm-hmm. or are these...
Yeah, same thing. Catching them in 2 to 3 feet of water versus just go out to that 5 or 6 where they should be, and there's baby trout.
Okay. And lots of puffers.
Yes, lots of puffers.
Enough to target them?
I don't know, everyone's complaining about them eating their soft plastics right now.
Okay. Probably enough to target out there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't want food to be that bad.
The likelihood of you getting tetrodotoxin poisoning from our local puffer is really, really low. You'd almost have to do it intentionally to toxify yourself with a southern puffer. But sea squab's delicious.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
I don't see you bringing them home to clean them all the time.
No. Well, I don't usually target them either. I so rarely get a chance to go fishing just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I probably would play more with that.
Probably.
Let's talk about Pine Island Sound. Rat, Cat, Keys, Mondongo, Patricio, and areas like that.
Lots of redfish and little snook all along all the bushes. I've heard of a couple people getting into some schools of redfish down there, but generalized area, I have no idea.
Okay.
Out in some of that deeper water, they've been getting some trout. Some Spanish mackerel, a couple of sizable sharks. Most of them are lemons.
Fun to catch.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Dangerous to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Bite your finger off.
Don't lip them.
Whether it was intentional or not, finger don't grow back.
No.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Got nothing.
No reports. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Redfish under the bushes with some small snook also.
Okay.
Pompano and Ladyfish on the outside of the bar.
Okay.
And then a few sharks, too, on the outside of the bar. Sharp nose, black nose, bull, miscellaneous.
Okay. Miscellaneous. Any sand sharks?
Yeah, there's always plenty of sand sharks around.
Tons of sand sharks.
When you're not getting any bites, it's probably because there's a sand shark around.
Yep, sand shark sitting under the boat. Always the problem. The joke, by the way, is that people call lots of things sand sharks just because they don't know how to identify what shark it is. They ain't no sand shark.
Yeah, whether they catch it in 2 feet of water or 100 feet of water. Yeah. It's a sand shark.
The closest thing to a sand shark would be a dogfish, which we don't really catch here, or a sand tiger, which we don't really catch here either.
Right. Both exist here, but we don't catch them.
Yeah, well, sand tigers are so rare in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
You get a better chance of catching them if you go up to the Carolinas. And we do have dogfish, but dogfish are deep water species here. So it's not like the little sand dogfish that you might catch while you're fluke fishing in Jersey, which they do call sand shark.
Yeah, all the time.
All right, moving on to the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Pirate Harbor's got a little lot of little juvie tarpon around it. Some mangrove snapper are moving back in there. I'm trying to think what else we got going on. A couple guys fishing the bushes, catching some redfish and very small snook. But even then, they're surprised with how quiet it is on that middle to upper east side.
That's not good. Mm-mm. Okay. Moving even further north, Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Oh, let's see. Redfish throughout the skating rink under the bushes, along with some very, very, very small snook. And one of the Burnt Store Anglers Club there got a couple snook trolling his way out of back there in the canals.
Okay. Like down around Alligator Creek?
Yeah, they're up in Burnt Storm Meadows or Marina, okay. or off of Alligator Creek there.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Honestly, they've not been getting much there. There's a lot of people poaching all the little teeny tiny snapper there. That's still an ongoing headache.
Okay, the PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area.
Some black drum. A few small mangrove snapper. Several snook. And people are seeing some sand bream back in there, but they're not as heavily populated in there.
Okay. Spadefish?
Nope.
Sheep's head?
Nope.
Okay. There is no Gilchrist Pier, so we can't talk about that, but let's talk about the Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing. I'm pretty quiet there.
No reports or no fish?
No fish.
Okay. How about the 20-foot holes?
Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And tarpon. Occasional shark.
Okay. We'll talk about tarpon more here in just a sec. The baitfish reports.
Pretty much the only place where they're getting it is down in Boquilla. And right there in the Gasparilla Sound area.
Pinfish on all the grass flats?
Yeah.
Open water bait? Threadies?
Yeah, there's threadies in the harbor. Nobody's fishing. Catching them, but they're seeing them.
Well, it's good to know if they're there, you know? Even if you're not going to be able to go out and catch them necessarily, it'll tell you where to fish.
Right.
All right, freshwater reports. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, spillways, bathtubs, anything at all, Robert?
Nothing.
No reports?
No reports.
No reports. Okie doke. That brings us to the tarpon reports. Now, the last time we talked about tarpon, We had most of our fish in the upper harbor, off Whorehouse Point from the mouth of the Myakka down along the west wall outside the bar, and also some around Alligator Creek Reef, the Pirate Harbor Hole in between Burnt Store and Two Pines, plus a few in Boca Grande and Redfish Passes.
Pretty much leave that the same.
Okay. We also talked about ladyfish being the best bait, or you could try any large soft plastic, particularly the DOA Bait Buster. Anything change there at all?
Nope.
Okay.
And I don't know how much more time you got, though. So I'm going to say jump on it as much as you can whenever you can.
Okay. So hurry up.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll just change the date on the map, and no reason to change anything else there. And that that kind of wraps us up here, unless you have any final words of wisdom or a short story that you'd like to share or a joke. You probably don't have any family-friendly jokes, do you?
No, I don't.
You really don't.
None.
All right. So, anything to leave us with? No parting shot? No? Nothing?
No. Just enjoy the time you got out there, and weather's getting ready to change.
I knew he'd have something. It might not be much, but he's got something. All right. Why don't you say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.